It's time for Etiquette with Cindy Seed, a podcast dedicated to international business and social etiquette and protocol. Here's Cindy.
Hello. Today's episode is all about how to show your appreciation and gratitude at all times. In all cultures around the world, there are designated dates and times of the year to show our love and appreciation and gratitude to the people we care about and love. Some of the more popular occasions include Mother's and Father's Day and Secretary or Staff Appreciation Day. Yet, are these designated days of the year the only days we say, "I love you" to your mom or dad, or say thank you to our staff and others in our lives? Of course not. So although these are fun occasions, we all know we're primarily commercial marketing ploys to get us to buy those specialty items to commemorate these special occasions. The real key is to show your appreciation throughout the year as though every day was a special occasion to say hello and thank you. Reality is, there are infinite ways a person can show how much they care about someone, including your parents, family, friends, neighbors, clients and customers, coworkers and bosses, suppliers and vendors, colleagues and associates, and the list goes on to include every person with whom you may come into contact during the course of your everyday life. So here are 8 ideas on how to show your appreciation and gratitude at all times. 1. Holiday cards. Historically, Christmas cards were the most popular time of year to share our greetings and thanks. Yet now, with the wealth of diversity, and especially in business, this is now being replaced with many other times of the year where a business can show its customers their appreciation, including during Thanksgiving, the company's anniversary date, perhaps as an Asian during the Chinese Lunar New Year and Spring Festival. The key when sending batch cards is never to send one that is generic and only showing a pre-printed signature without writing at least one short personal sentence and note. No one likes receiving generic cards, and it takes but a minute or two to do it. 2. Send personal notes and thank you notes. Have you ever received a handwritten note sent to you by regular mail? Most of us have. So how did it make you feel? Most people tell me it made them feel really good. And when asked how or why it made them feel good, the replies center around how much they appreciated the time and effort the writer took to send them that card and note. You see, personal notes sent by regular mail is truly the epitome of showing how much you care about the person. Sure, you can send an email, and also you can call them by telephone, but it just isn't the same, and it isn't valued the same. When it comes to business and the notion that time means money, handwritten notes over email notes says volumes by itself. Plus, you can never overdose on them. You send a note of thanks to a host for inviting you to be a guest at their business lunch. As a host, you send a note of thanks to the guest for thanking them for the time they took to be your guest at lunch. You send notes for new business, continued business, and even lost business. A quick note to say you saw someone profiled in the media for winning an award or simply saying hi. To me, sending notes is the absolute best investment in time, effort, and money with the best and greatest returns. By the way, if you are thinking thank you notes should not be sent by regular mail to be more environmentally correct, forget that excuse. This does not apply, as the benefits far outweigh the loss of trees. 3. Gifts and gift cards. There isn't a person on the planet who doesn't enjoy receiving a valued surprise gift. When giving a gift for any occasion, take time to choose a gift you know the person will like. Don't wait until the last minute to purchase it under stress or to settle for that recycling gift you hope the person will enjoy. Instead, buy gifts throughout the year whenever you see something you know a particular person will appreciate. Mark the gift with a piece of paper to remind yourself to whom that gift was purchased. For gift cards, find out what store the person likes best and buy a gift card for that store. The more tailored and specialized the gift, the more it will be appreciated. Last, gifts do not need to be of any minimum value. In fact, it's the small token, costing about a buck or two, that are the most appreciated when given for no occasion at all, except out of appreciation, friendship, and love. 4. Meals and special events. One of my favorite ways to show appreciation is to invite someone to my home or out to a restaurant for a meal, a cup of coffee or tea, or after work drink. I also enjoy inviting people to be my guest at a special event. It's a great way to spend time together and support the event. It can be a charity event, a sports event, a theater event. It's all about enjoying something together. And the key is getting better acquainted. 5. Days off. Some companies give their staff extra days off as a bonus for special work performed. Some companies give the entire week before Christmas and New Year off. Others give employees their birthdays off, and others choose a holiday such as Chinese New Year's or Rosh Hashanah to take off. So have fun establishing your own surprise days off for your company. 6. Money. In the Asian culture, the most popular way of giving gifts is in red envelopes for all occasions. In the Western culture, your year-end and holiday bonuses are more typical. Tips for service providers are also given throughout the year, such as to your hairdresser, carpenter, manicurist, masseuse, and others. 7. Trips. Rare but done, especially when an individual, team, or company exceeds their projections for the year. One company I know treated the entire staff to a one-week all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii. Although definitely extravagant, perhaps less glamorous trips can be something to consider. 8. Telephone calls and personal visits. We all love receiving personal calls from friends with whom we haven't connected with in a while. Connecting with past clients and customers is definitely something companies should do. On a personal level, calling a loved one or visiting a loved one, especially when elderly and perhaps living alone or in a rest home, will light up their day, their week, and beyond every time you call and visit. Again, most of all, don't wait for a special occasion to do any of the above items. Set your own plan of action to show appreciation and gratitude all the time throughout the year. So there you have it, 8 ways to show people you care about them. Oh, wait, by the way, don't think I forgot to mention the primary and most immediate way of showing someone your appreciation and gratitude at all times is to say thank you for every situation at the moment it takes place. It's a phrase that if people knew it was overall worth millions of dollars in return for every time you say it, we would be filthy rich through living a great quality of life. Happy practicing.
Thanks for listening to Etiquette with Cindy Seed. For additional information on international business and social etiquette and protocol, check us out at www.advancedetiquette.com. To learn more about our products and services, including a blog and free Etiquette Tip of the Month e-newsletter, enroll today at advancedetiquette.com/blog. We'd love to have you as a member of our happy family of subscribers. Until next time, thanks for listening to Etiquette with Cindy Seed.